number one hit station in town.
This is Richard Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
My words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love a destination.
Louisiana. And so I grew up listening to Garth Brooks,
George Strait, and then, you know, the very next song that would pop on at some, you know, event we would be at would be like a Lil Boosie song, some Lil Jon, some Luda, some Tupac, right? And then after that, you'd have Aretha pop on, right? And so it's, I've been inspired by all different kinds of music from all genres, because it's just, that's how we grew up. We grew up with acceptance of literally everything.
One of the things that I can appreciate what you just said is that, as you said, it's like you've had an opportunity. It's like one big pot of gumbo to get yourself engulfed with so many different varieties of music. But I want to ask you, what do you feel as an artist? What do you feel that you're bringing something different to the table that kind of stands apart from what other people are doing right now?
So I like to phrase myself as the country Post Malone, right? So what I'm bringing to the table is I'm bringing evolution into country music. I am going to force the country music space to evolve, whether it wants to or not, because it's been stagnant for far too long. And I bring a sound that people may not have ever heard before, but lyrically, it'll resonate with people who love country music because we're telling country stories, but it also will resonate with people who enjoy hip-hop or blues, because, or even jazz music, because we, you know, our beats and instrumentals that we have infuse literally everything into one big melting pot, and that's just how we do it.
You know what? It can be somewhat very challenging because you still have a lot of old guard out there, that Grand Ole Opry type of mentality where they feel like everything should be ingrained in country music. It should be done a particular type of way. And I think there's nothing wrong with change. If you can bring a certain flavor but still have the integrity, because at the end of the day, it's about storytelling. So if you can still keep those things, the most important essential things, as far as being an artist, I don't see anything wrong with the evolution of gospel music, jazz, country, rock, hip-hop. It's all a journey. For you, do you think you've become somewhat comfortable as far as interjecting a lot of your own personal things that you've been through into your music, to incorporate it in your music?
I mean, I'm always going to be real. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, the thing people will always know in dealing with me is you're going to get me. So my lyrics are me. These interviews, our conversation we're having right now, you're going to get me. And that's what I love. That's what I love about the music that we do, is I get to show me on a daily basis. Good, bad, indifferent, it don't matter. You're going to get me.
I appreciate that, and I call that transparency, which I think is very rare in today's industry, because a lot of artists are so guarded. And I think, to me, it's been a big hindrance, because I grew up in an era where there was a lot of transparency through music, and if the music is very relatable from the artist to the listener. And for you, I get that vibe that that's very important to you. Now, speaking of listeners, I don't like to use the term fan because it sounds too generic for me. Supporters, what does it mean to you to see the amount of love and positive feedback that you have received from the music? Has it at some point become somewhat overwhelming sometimes?
No, it's definitely not overwhelming. It's been incredible. It's been fun. If you're doing something that you love, nothing can ever be overwhelming. And the reason why, to me, it cannot be overwhelming is because there's these people that support you so hard are out there just waiting for you to entertain them. So why not give back to your supporters everything that they're giving you? So to me, it's when I wake up in the morning, it is my job to take care of all of the people that are out there that constantly take care of me. And I will never forget my fans ever. I will never do anything that doesn't support my fans or support my fan base or entertain my fan base. There's a reason why we do all this.
You speak from the heart, and I can tell that, and I appreciate that. Music is a driving force. It's our new baby. It's something we are passionate about as an artist. And I wanted to ask you, since music is such a driving force, and it can take up a lot of your time, how have you managed to balance the business aspect of the industry, your music, and also still maintain a personal life?
I have a very good team, and I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I have a really good team, yada, yada. No, I have a very good team, and my team is very loyal to me, and I am very loyal to them, and they make sure that what my weaknesses are their strengths, and what, you know, vice versa for them, whatever their weaknesses are, I'm going to make sure it's my strengths. And we play very well off of each other, so they do a great job of handling me on a daily basis to where I'm working, and then there's a time where I can just kind of turn it off a little bit and go and enjoy, you know, the personal side of life. But to me, like, as I move every single day, I try, and my team kind of tries to stop me from doing this, but I try as hard as I can to ingrain my personal life and my business life all into one, simply for the reason that I want everybody to be involved with what I do every single day. My fans are my friends. I don't care if I've never even met you. If you support me, I support you. Let's go.
That can be, again, that can be challenging, because as an artist, you give so much of yourself, and you want to leave a piece of yourself, you know, just to have your own personal space, because if you have too many people in your ear telling you how great you are, we have a tendency to lose oneself. So it's refreshing to hear that you know, that I know, that you have a team steadfast, and they want to protect you, and you're looking out for one another. But video.
You better believe that I got people in my life that will tell me right off the bat, hey, everybody may tell you you're great, but you better do them dishes.
Right.
You better believe that.
It's very funny. It'll keep you grounded real quick. Real quick.
There ain't no doubt.
That's a beautiful thing, man. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Mr. Austin Tolliver. The video, Tennessee Drip, the cinematography is great. And I wanted to ask you, who came up with the concept for the video?
So the concept was put together between me, a guy who is probably one of the most talented people I've ever been around, in Chase J, and then our director, Giorgio Rodriguez, who we call him Gio. Gio has done music videos for the likes of DJ Khaled, Lil Wayne. He's also directed the T.I. and Tiny show and Survivor. All this stuff. He's so well-versed in his field. And we got together and put together the concept for this video, and I just let talented people do talented things, and I just stood there and did what I was told to do, basically.
Okay. Well, you know what? Far be it for me to deprive the listeners out there of some great music, so let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, Austin Tolliver, Tennessee Drip, featuring Blien, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Tennessee.
Tennessee
Drip. Got up on my ass and I went Tennessee Trill.
A different vibe, different flavor. Austin Tolliver, of course, Tennessee Dread, featuring Willie Hinn here on the Zone of the OTO Radio. And remember, family, the single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can stop by. Make sure you support him on his Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/ Austin Tolliver Music. But to get connected to all of his social media, stop by his official website. That's at music.info. That's atmusic.info. Brother, I have to ask you, you know, again, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics, and I'm very open-minded when it comes to the evolution of music. And one of the things that I do find impressive, as far as impressive about you, just having this brief conversation with you, is that you don't show any fear. You truly believe in your talent. You truly believe in what you're doing. Truly believe as far as breaking down these doors and bringing a different type of nuance, a different type of flavor to the country music industry. And I wanted to ask you, what as far as the bravado is concerned, because you sound dead set you're going to make this happen, what do you feel that you can do? What do you think that you are going to be able to accomplish to make change in industry, as far as the country music industry? What are some of the things you feel you need to do to kind of kick down that door?
So, first and foremost, one of the most important things that is on my mind, like, right now, because it's very, I guess for some reason it's happened in country music a couple times now, and I don't understand it. I don't understand why Lil Nas has the number one song on the country music charts, then it gets pulled off the country music charts just for him to have to be co-signed by Billy Ray Cyrus, a country artist, to be able to go back on the country music charts, okay? Then you've got that song, Don't Touch My Truck. That kid has gone viral all over the place. And it took Sam Hunt, a country artist, to get on that song, for that song to start gaining traction on country music radio. And so my issue that I have is, and one of my main goals is to be able to attack country music from a lyrical and musical perspective to force them to have to change mindsets, to stop having to have these kids co-signed by other country artists. To me, it's dumb, and I'm tired of seeing it. I've got to be the guy that people have to get on my songs to write into country music with me. But you know what? We're going to go in there, we're going to kick this door down, and this is how it's going to be. And then another thing that pushes me every single day is, there has not been a single person that I can think of recently that has pushed Post Malone or Drake to be better than what they are, because they've reached the pinnacle of their success. They sell out stadiums everywhere. So what I want is for, at the end of the day, when Post Malone and Drake look in their rearview mirror, they see my face. And I don't mean this from any type of hatred point of view. It's all about respect and competition. I respect these guys. I listen to these guys. But I want these guys to have to look in their rearview mirror and see my face, to where the world can get a better Post Malone and a better Drake. Now there's competition in music again, to where now you're getting a better everybody. That's my goal.
Okay, you went there, so we're going to take it a step further. Now, the country music industry is concerned, the infrastructure there is very strong. What that infrastructure consists of, we know that. And so in order to break down doors, you have to really have a strong will. And again, I agree with everything you just said. You know, it makes no sense for you to put out a great product, but in order for it to be quote-unquote acceptable on that genre of music, you have to have a country music artist to co-sign. We know behind the scenes. We know what that's all about, so there's no need for me to even go there. Now, as far as Drake and Post Malone, I agree with you also. I grew up in the 70s. I'm 70s music, so challenging, pushing other artists, competition was healthy. It made you a better artist, and I think a lot of times the artists of today have become somewhat lazy, counterproductive. They rest on their laurels and what they've done 2 or 3 years ago, and there's no incentive to get better or to hone your craft. So I appreciate that when I hear an artist, you say, hey, look, you know what, I have respect for you, but at the same time, I need you to step up your game because I'm coming for you. You can't find your laurels or rest back on your laurels and what 2 or 3 years ago. We're dealing with the here and now. So I can definitely appreciate that, and more importantly, I respect you for that. What are some of the aspects of the challenging aspects as far as being an independent artist instead of being on a quote-unquote one of the major labels in the industry?
The disadvantages are real simple, and it's the same thing that every independent artist out there goes through, is if you don't have a budget, how can you compete with people who do, right? So
absolutely.
All these major labels that are out there, they put money behind their artists so their artists can go out there, perform, and make money for themselves, but also give that label a gigantic return, okay? So when you've got deep pockets and you're competing with deep pockets, it's like, you know, being the Cincinnati Bengals competing against, you know, the 95, 96 Cowboys, right?
Right.
So
I met Paul Brown.
So, yeah, and so what I always tell people is it's real simple. Grit your teeth, go out there and find what you need to find to take the next steps in your career. So I went out, I found my team, all right? In finding my team, I found my sound. In finding my sound, I'm getting invited to play all over the place. In getting invited to play all over the place, I'm now getting looks from every major label that's out there. You know, people are looking at me now. And there's a lot of noise that's coming back now, which is great. But as an independent artist, if you're not willing to go grind every day and eat saltine crackers and ramen noodles to make your dream work, you're in the wrong line of business.
Lord have mercy. That outlaw kind of vibe. Lord have mercy.
You're right.
Yes. Speaking of outlaw kind of vibe, that's your other hit single that you have out. Can you tell the listeners out there about that particular single?
Yeah, so Outlaw Kind of Vibe was written by my really, really, really good friend, one of my best friends, Ty Clark. And Ty Clark, we wrote that song based upon what we were feeling, or what I was feeling, and I'm sure he probably was too, at the exact moment of, hey, it don't matter who you are out there. You want to come after us? At the end of the day, we still going to be standing. We still going to be grinding. We're still, you know, we're going to be pouring gasoline on the bridges we burned. And that song means a lot to me, because if you listen to the lyrics of that song's talking about overcoming obstacles while also trying to be the best you that you can be, whatever that is, whatever that is. And that's why I love this song.
Keeping that integrity and character is challenging when you're trying to remain true to who you are, man. And it definitely resonates through your music. So let's get into the other single, of course, from the super talented Austin Tulliver, Lord have Mercy, Outlaw Kind of Vibe, here in the zone, LOTL Radio.
Thank at the crossroads where I tried to sell my soul. Save me from that devil, son, he wanted to eat me whole. Tried to lead me away from a life of crime, but I could not find a reason to keep from sinning with her, a different type of burning desire. Windows up with his head shade low, when the drink go up and the beat goes up, when the cup gets low, this fills me up.
Try to lead me away from a life of crime, but I could not find a reason to keep from sinning with her, a different type of burning desire. All the things I do get pushing me to those three chords and a truth. My wings were burned from cigarettes, half lovers and baboons. We're outlaws at the point of no return, pouring gasoline on the bridges we burn. And when the smoke clears, we're still standing here. Got my baby
success and keep striving for greatness.